Narrated Anas bin Malik, whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, passed by my mother Umm Sulaym, he used to enter her dwelling place and greet her. Anas further said, once the Prophet, peace be upon him, was a bridegroom during his marriage with Zainab. Umm Sulaym said to me, let us give a gift to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. I said to her, do it. So she prepared haisa, a sweet dish made from dates, butter, and dried yogurt, and she sent it with me to him. I took it to him, and he said, put it down, and ordered me to call some men who he named, and to invite whomever I would meet. I did what he ordered me to do, and when I returned, I found the house crowded with people, and saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, keeping his hand over the haisa, and saying over it whatever Allah wished him to say. Then he called the men in batches of 10 to eat of it, and he said to them, mention the name of Allah, and each man should eat of the dish the nearest to him. When all of them had finished their meals, some of them left and a few remained there talking, which made me feel unhappy. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, went out towards the dwelling places of his wives, and I too went out after him, and told him that those people had left. Then he returned and entered his dwelling place, and let the curtains fall while I was in his dwelling place, and he was reciting the verses, O you who believe, enter not the Prophet's house unless permission is given to you for a meal, and then not so early as to wait for its preparation. But when you are invited, enter, and when ye have taken your meals, disperse without sitting for a talk. Verily, such behavior annoys the Prophet, and he is shy of asking you to go, but Allah is not shy of telling you the truth. Quran chapter 33, verse 53. Abu Uthman said, Anas said, I served the Prophet, peace be upon him, for 10 years,